You're listening to SBS News.
A record number of Americans are expected to vote in the United States presidential election, but Russian-born Washington, D.C. resident Rita Konev won't be one of them.
It's devastating, and it was hard last time, but it's very, very scary right now, I think.
Despite living in the U.S. since 2003 and being married to a U.S. citizen, the 35-year-old is yet to become a citizen herself, which means she doesn't have the right to vote. For now, she'll be forced to watch anxiously from the sidelines as the battle between President Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden comes to a head.
There's an everyday constant reminder whenever you're on your phone on any type of social media, you get notifications about where you can register to vote and how you can, you know, go through that process. But knowing that you can't, you know, you're unable to do so yet, regardless of how much you want to contribute and you want to, you know, be part of, take that civil duty.
Ms. Konev is one of millions of people in the U.S. over the voting age of 18 who will have no voice in this election. For her, it's not for want of trying. Through her marriage, she applied for a green card and became a permanent resident 3 years ago. She's now waiting to become a citizen, but she says every piece of legislation that has to do with immigration in the U.S. and with transition from residency to citizenship has been curtailed.
The delays and the spikes in how much it costs, all of these steps that have been that they've been taken are essentially meant to make it even less realistic that you will ever become a citizen.
According to the think tank Pew Research Center, there are around 20 million adults in the United States who are lawful, permanent, and temporary residents and undocumented migrants. Professor Simon Jackman, the CEO of the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney, says how the non-citizen immigrant population would vote can be imagined by looking at how the naturalized immigration population votes, which is mainly for the Democrat Party. He says the impact on vitally important battleground states like Florida could change the entire course of the election.
Whoever wins Florida is probably going to win the election. It's that important. And if somehow, again, at a stroke of a pen, you would, you know, change of the law, this big burst of immigrants were to come onto electoral rolls and vote, then yeah, that would, because Florida will be decided so closely that, that all of a sudden injecting another, you know, a couple of 100,000 or even a million people into the political system, you know, that are dispositionally a majority of them Democrats, you know, couldn't help but be consequential, I would think.
Professor Jackman says non-naturalized Americans, if they suddenly had the vote, would have a similar impact in Texas.
Texas is so finely balanced as well that, again, similar argument. You know, the imagined experiment of all of a sudden this huge reservoir of votes that are now on the sidelines are in, Texas will be probably as tight as we've ever seen it in the last 30, 40 years. For Trump, he'll probably win it, but very narrowly. And so you've got to ask yourself, what would having those extra voters do? And my best guess would be, probably tip the state. And, you know, that's the plank. That's the single biggest plank the Republicans have.
Doug Rand, who worked on immigration policy for the Obama administration, is now the co-founder of Boundless Immigration, a technology company that helps immigrants obtain green cards and citizenship. He believes USCIS, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, allowed these aspiring Americans to be disenfranchised. Speaking at a House Judiciary Committee at the U.S. Congress in July, Mr. Rand said citizenship application processing time has doubled since 2016.
These aspiring Americans are young and old, Republicans and Democrats, living all across the country. An estimated 68,000 are in California, 3,300 in Colorado, 40,000 in Florida, 200 in North Dakota, 8,000 in Pennsylvania, 27,000 in Texas, and 6,100 in Washington State, all of them at risk of not being able to vote this year. This dereliction of duty is hiding in plain sight.
Mr. Rand says it appears to be disenfranchisement by delay. For Rita Konev, the issue at stake defines who gets the opportunity to become American and to have a voice in the future of what America will look like.
It hurts on the personal level, but it also hurts on what that means for the future of the United States that has built itself to be a country that welcomes immigrants, that it's has a very pro-immigrant ethos. And if you actually look, public opinion polls still indicate pretty high support for immigration. even among, you know, Republicans. So it's not what the people want, let's say it like that.
Professor Jackman says changes in the demography of the U.S. electorate will force parties to evolve their policies in time. But he says for now, many immigrants continue to wait in what he describes as an acute position of powerlessness. Alan Lee, SBS News.